Hello, welcome everyone. This is Devin O'Reilly with the Detroit Regional Chamber. We had a little audio glitch we're working on. We'll get Brad back on to host the call soon. But we have with us Romy from the SBA. Romy, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you well. We were talking to Brad all the way up into it, and we lost him. So we'll get Brad back on, but we can go ahead and get the call started.
Great.
So first off, kind of to set the stage, let's talk a little bit about kind of your role with the SBA and really kind of what's top of mind for everybody right now, and kind of what all is being done in the time being for handling this crisis.
Thanks, Devin. And thank you to Brad and Sandy for inviting the SBA to be part of this webinar. We talk about my role. My title is actually Export Finance Manager. So I'm normally dealing with international trade issues for the SBA. I've been asked to help with this because my lending background, and it's got, and honestly, it's all hands on deck. We're pulling all of our resources at the SBA, together. Marshalling, trying to help the small businesses that have been so severely affected by this crisis. Let me jump into it. What we have been talking a lot about with all the small businesses is our economic injury disaster loans. Okay, these have been well publicized, in the media. I'm here to talk about some of the specifics of it, how to apply, how to take advantage of this really really strong loan program that's here to help small businesses. So this is, we have a disaster declaration, for Michigan that covers this loan. These are loans made available to small businesses that have been affected by the COVID-19. And the loan is to be used for paying your normal bills. So, making payroll, making your loan payments to your bank, your insurance, your rent, all, even to pay your suppliers. So you can, pay your accounts payable with these also. So all the normal day-to-day, week-to-week bills that you'd be paying that you can't because this crisis has occurred, that's what this loan is really there for. Most small businesses are, really, any small business in Michigan and nonprofits. Nonprofits are included in this disaster coverage. So small businesses and nonprofits are able to take advantage of this. That's 98% of the businesses in Michigan. There's only a few exceptions, things like casinos and things like churches. But for the most part, you have to be a small business. We're encouraging any small business that thinks that they can take advantages to apply for it. Let me get into some of the terms of this. The loans go up to $2 million, depending, it depends on what your depends on the size of your business. What they're doing right now is essentially they're taking your last year's tax returns, looking at the sales for it, and dividing that in half. And that's the loan amount that they're looking to give out to small businesses. So let's call that 6 months worth of cash flow, in order to help you get through this crisis. I talked about some things it can be used for. It's going to be, these are being approved at the low, a low fixed interest rate of 3.75 for businesses, 2.75 for nonprofits, if there's any on the line also. They're being approved at the statutory limit of 30 years. So these are inexpensive loans with low payments because they're giving them such a long amortization in term. They are also building into this automatically a 12-month deferral on payments. So you don't, so you get this loan, you can make your payments on it for all your bills. You don't have to make payments on this for the first year, so we're really excited about the help, the relief that this brings to everybody. we're trying to, you know, trying to educate everybody on how to get into it. So you can access this loan by going to our website, sba.gov. There's a longer string, but I don't want to give that to you. If you just go to our main website, you can access everything for SBA. And right on the front page of the SBA website is a link to these disaster loans. They're called, again, called Economic Injury Disaster Loans, EIDLs. You might see that abbreviation. Previously, we've been encouraging everybody to apply electronically. The website has been overwhelmed. The response has been so large to this. They've taken the website down. They have some workarounds right now. All right. So the electronic online application isn't available at the moment, but the site is up. You can get into it. You can fill out the forms electronically, and you can drag and drop them into a, as I understand, there's a box that you can drag and drop the forms once they're filled out and upload your documents all to that site. So it's a little bit different format than what we had earlier in the week. But fortunately, they've made some workarounds. You can get into the system. You get all the information you need about it. You can access the forms. They're fillable forms, fillable PDFs, and then make your application. Loans are being approved the 4 to 5 business days and are being funded. Now, they hope to have them funded within 30 days. So if you're familiar with lending, and especially government-backed lending, this is pretty fast in terms of being able to access this money. We do have some help available to help you fill out these forms. Our partners at the Small Business Development Center and at SCORE are available to help you. Again, you can find them on our website if you look for them. I'm encouraging a lot of people to talk to your bank, talk to your commercial bank. I've been on the phone with most of the banks around town, and they're all helping their clients fill out these forms. So, you know, don't be afraid to use them as a resource also. The other thing I want to say is, just one more thing is that if you do have existing loans and existing SBA loans, we're encouraging our lenders to make deferrals on these loans. So talk to them about your existing lending. They have the authority to make those decisions on their own. They don't have to come to the SBA. So they may be able to provide immediate relief for your cash flow by deferring the loan, your loan payments. Lastly, I just want to say, keep watching the news, because there's some additional very large enhancements that we're expecting to be hitting, coming to the SBA. I can't talk about details about those yet, frankly, because I don't know them. I'm things everybody else are. I don't want to talk, speculate as to exactly what they're going to be, but from the looks of it, they do look to be, substantial. So keep your eyes open for additional things coming up also.
Great. I mean, that's a lot of really good information. Just following up, looking at kind of the stimulus package on the table, do you know anything more about, any new loan programs? Heard something about loans that may turn into grants. Do you know anything about that yet, or is that still something that, you're looking for additional information on?
There's a lot of talk, increasing our loan limits, creating a whole new relief grant, a relief loan. Similar to this disaster loan, but put forth through the banks. There's talk about a small business grant that would be administered through the SBA. That's something I've never seen before. Again, though, I don't want to get too detailed on those because I just don't know that yet. I don't know anything more probably than, you know, your informed, you know, your informed members also.
Sure. So one of the things I was hearing from you is, you know, you are experiencing some issues with the website just because of the extreme volume, but you are encouraging people to apply to kind of fill out those fillable PDFs. So it's something that you can work on even if there is some issues accessing the website directly. It's something you can still work on filling out the information for those loans. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. The website is back up. The way you apply for now has changed a little bit. You can't make the online application that was available earlier in the week. So you can't fill out the forms online and just hit submit, you know, the way that we're kind of used to. But you can fill out the forms and then and there's a way to email or drag and drop them to a portal on the page. So it's a little bit of a different format. You can still make application though. That's the point I want to make. Absolutely get on the site, you know, find the information you need. You can email us with questions at michigan@sba.gov or go to some of our other partners. And hopefully we can get your questions answered, get you into the queue.
Great. Can you talk a little bit about some of the best practices that you're seeing small businesses take into consideration when handling this crisis? And what are some of the kind of other resources that small businesses can access?
You know, I don't know if I'm the best person to talk about, best practices. You know, I'm talking to a lot of businesses right now. Everybody's, you know, taking the steps they can, trying to conserve cash where possible. I'm hearing about a lot of different programs that are out there beyond SBA. Okay, MEDC is rolling out a grant program, so that will be a statewide small business grant. All right, I've been on the on panels with MEDC, so that's rolling out. Wayne County has a small business grant and some loans. So does Oakland County. So does Tech Town. They have a small $10,000 business stabilization grant. Private organizations are starting to put forth some things out there, and I'm my colleagues back in the district office are trying to put together kind of a list of all these resources, you know, and how to get in touch with them, because they're coming through on a daily, you know, sometimes a number of them a day are coming in. So there's a lot of different resources. I think SBA has one of the largest. I think it's a really good program, but, you know, I think there's other things coming online also.
Sure, absolutely. And I mean, I'll take the opportunity to plug, you know, DetroitChamber.com/COVID-19. We've also aggregated a lot of the resources that are available for small businesses. Some of the things that you mentioned, the Tech Town Small Business Stabilization Fund, also what the SBA is offering, and then a lot of different options. So I think, yeah, we're in lockstep in trying to both kind of find those resources and put them in a place that are easily accessible for small businesses. I'm going to take the time. I'm going to take the opportunity now to kind of pass this along to Brad Williams, who I think is back on now and has some questions from the audience.
I am Devin, and I apologize. I got kicked off the webinar right as I was supposed to start, and I was supposed to be playing your role today. So I apologize to everyone for the late start. That was I think that was my internet service provider's fault. Let's blame it on them. So. Thanks for stepping in for me, Devin. For those of you who have not submitted questions already and would like to, you can do that in the chat room on your GoToWebinar software. And what questions we can't get to today on the Teletown Hall, my team, the government relations team at the Chamber, will be following up on the back end and getting to as many of these as possible. There's been a couple questions, Romy, about people who either started their business our new businesses, and so maybe don't have a tax return for 2019 or 2018, or haven't filed their 2019 taxes yet. Can they use their 2018 return?
Yeah, absolutely. 2019 returns aren't due yet, so we certainly can't ask for them. Submit your most recent tax returns for existing businesses. If you are a newer business, you are still eligible to apply. You can, in lieu of tax returns, you can put forth just whatever interim statements you have, or even projections for what you may have been generating this year. So they will accept that. You do have to have been in business. I talked to a gentleman yesterday who was saying, I was about to launch and now I can't. He's not in business yet. Businesses like that are not eligible.
There's a question too. It says, just to clarify, the businesses apply for the disaster relief loan directly. You mentioned that bankers are helping customers fill out the forms, but is it required that business owners apply directly with the SBA? So do you apply through your bank, or do you apply directly with the SBA and get your banker to help? What's the best way to go about this?
That's a great question, because SBA loans, because most SBA loans are through the banks. So the banks originate them and we guarantee them. That's not this kind of loan. This is a direct loan from the SBA. I should have clarified that from the beginning. This is a direct loan from the SBA through our disaster loan area. So you're making an application directly with us, and the money comes directly from the SBA. It doesn't come from a bank. The point I was trying to make is that the bankers are there as a resource to help you fill out the forms, okay? And I can't say every bank's doing that, but a lot of bankers I've talked to have been helping their clients. So I'm just throwing it out there as another resource.
How do businesses check on the status of their application if they've applied for a loan under this program? How can they check on what their status is?
Right now, that's a little bit hard. Under normal circumstances, the website has electronically a check status, check application status part of it. So you get a loan, so you get all your information, you get a loan number, and you'd be able to go back into the system and check that. Right now, we don't have that functionality. So I'm sorry, we do know that you can't check to see where it is. Hopefully that will come back soon. I know that they're trying to make those enhancements on the website, bring all that functionality back up. But at the moment, we don't have a way to check on that.
And do these loans require a personal guarantee by the owners? Do they require collateral as is traditional?
Yeah, they do. Loans. If you're a smaller loan, less than $25,000, they can do those unsecured or without any collateral. Anything above $25,000, they're going to look to see what available collateral there is. As a matter of policy at SBA, we will not decline a loan just for a collateral shortfall. Okay, and that goes with our normal business loans also. So with these loans, they'll look to see what assets are available in the business, and personally, if there isn't assets there, or assets that still have some value, SBA will still approve the loan even over a collateral shortfall, provided everything that's available has been pledged. Does that make sense? Did I explain that well?
Yeah. Yeah, and I know you can't speak necessarily to, what potentially could be coming from Congress. Hopefully today we're all keeping our fingers crossed. But there's a question in the chat room that I think, even if we can't answer today, maybe we can provide some clarity on later. But Do you think businesses should begin the application through the current EIDL format, or do we think that the core application process will be different once the CARES Act passes, again, fingers crossed today? I guess the question is, do you anticipate that fundamentally the process will change if Congress passes the legislation they're contemplating today?
So let me talk about this a little bit. The new CARE Act loans are supposed to have some really interesting bells and whistles on them. For example, I hesitate to get into this, but for example, there's a portion of it they're talking about that might be forgivable, the portion of the loan that's used to pay payroll. All right, so if you're keeping all your employees on staff and you're paying them, that portion of the loan might be forgivable. So I've talked to some business owners who are saying, well, I might wait for that rather than applying for this EIDL loan. What we're suggesting is do both. You know, apply for this loan now because it's available. Get into the queue. There's no obligation to take the money, you know. So, you know, and even if you do take the money, you know, you can pay it back without any penalty. So there's no harm in taking this. If, you know, the other loan, you know, if another loan gets approved and it has features that you think are more attractive, you can apply for that. And SBA will coordinate, you know, a loan, you know, we'll coordinate how much is appropriate. So we won't, you know, you can still apply for both, and maybe they balance the loan, or maybe they shift the loan over to the other program. But you can, you know, you can't double up the money per se. But and I just heard this yesterday from the disaster loan people on a training with them. So this is being anticipated that that some businesses may want one or the other. We're encouraging people apply now. We can balance it, you know, if another program comes out, or you could just cancel the EIDL loan and apply for the second program that's coming out.
Okay, there's quite a few questions again about the website and the technology and the 800 number. I mean, can you update people again? I know, you know, not just the SBA, but a lot of government agencies that are dealing with this crisis are having technology overload. But what are you seeing, you know, as far as your technology, and what should people do who are struggling to get through to SBA, be it, you know, through the website or through 800 numbers? Do you have advice for them?
Locally, we've become pretty expert. I shouldn't say expert, but pretty familiar with a lot of these, a lot of the questions in the application in the last week or so. I knew nothing about this, you know, 7 days ago. Now I know far more than I probably ever want to know. So locally, we've got some expertise. We might be able to answer some of your technical questions or some of the application issues. No, we can't, you know, push them through any faster or give you a status. But if you want to contact us at the district office, maybe we can answer some of your questions and help you get through the application process.
All right. Well, I know there's a lot of questions too about the CARES Act, and you know, as we've already talked, this is such new and breaking news. Just know for the members who are on the phone that we already have on the chamber website at DetroitChamber.com/COVID-19. We have an update on the content of the CARES Act from the U.S. Chamber as it passed the Senate last night, which we assume will be the same version that it passes the House. And so it goes into great detail, so you can get some information there. And as we get some substance as to how it's going to apply in the SBA and the rest of the government, we will be setting up more of these teletown halls that will be helpful to you. I know we have a call coming up next week with Congresswoman Haley Stevens. We're working to set up one with Congressman Fred Upton as well, too. So know that we're trying to get as much and more information as we possibly can on this. So thank you for your patience on this, and we will try to get to more of your questions. With that, Devin, I will hand it back to you to wrap this up for today, because I know we're coming up against our half hour time limit.
Sure. Thanks, Brad, so much for handling that, and thanks, Romy, for participating in this. It was great. We had a lot of questions, as we mentioned earlier. This will be recorded. So this whole conversation, this teletown hall, is recorded and will be available to share and to listen again. So I know there were some questions about individuals who wanted to share this with someone who didn't get a chance to jump on, or someone who may have jumped on late. We will definitely we'll make this available again, DetroitChamber.com/COVID-19. There's also some questions that we weren't able to get to, some more specific, maybe individual-based questions. We're going to follow up, and we're going to make sure that we get as many of these questions answered as possible for those who are on the town hall today. So if we didn't get your question answered today, we will look to follow up with you and make sure that you have all the information you need. Romy, again, thanks for being a part of this.
Absolutely. Let us know if we can help with anything else. Happy to share more information as we get it about the CARES Act.
Absolutely. Do you want to give that website one more time?
Our main website is sba.gov. You can find local resources as well as get into the disaster application from there.
All right, perfect. Well, thanks so much, and thank you everyone for joining today.